5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha happy hour. And we are doing it today at Twin Peaks in Davie. Man Cave Monday, this hour of Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. God bless Channing Crowder. The only negative for me being at Twin Peaks in Davie is that Rick in Davie stops by every week. He is a chronic texter and caller to the show. And last week he ruined our show with a phone call that we took and then had the audacity to show up here.
Because we didn't let him get enough time.
God bless Crowder. Crowder entertains Rick in Davie throughout the commercial breaks. Rick got here about an hour and a half ago. We go to commercial break. He walks over to me. I take my headphones off, and I said, Rick, don't think I'm giving you a private show, not interested in your takes, and I'm not giving you anything. But I shook his hand.
Yeah.
Crowder has proceeded to give Rick and Davey a private show during every commercial break. Bro, I don't know how you do it, but God bless you.
I'm working on all the topics. We talk Knicks. We talk Canes. We talk Randy Crowder.
You're about to hit Pumpernickel with him if he stays around much longer.
I got my two more topics for him.
Now he is here.
We got to just wrestle. Two more topics, Rick, and we're going to wrestle.
Honestly,
I'm telling you that now, bro.
God bless you, because it is – I don't know how you do it. He's wearing his St. Louis Cardinals T-shirt. He's repping his hometown, and I told him flat out, don't expect a private show from me. I'm not interested. And Crowder has done and done it for him. So
ain't no, even my trigger point. Hey, how's your parents? Oh, man, my mom's good. She's so nice. I start talking.
He casts a line to get you in, and you nibble at that lure every time. I'm not talking to Rick and Davey again. How's your parents?
I'm the dumbest fish in the world.
He gets reeled right in.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. It's warm again.
Man, we've had a fun show on this Monday. I got to get into some of the stuff that that we were talking about earlier. Let's do headlines here quickly first with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Before we get to the serious stuff, we'll get some of the older NFL news out of the way really quickly. Broncos pass rusher Bradley Chubb has a torn ACL. He's out for the rest of the season. Linebacker for the Oakland Raiders Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the season. And Chicago Bears QB Mitchell Trubisky will not need surgery on that dislocated left shoulder, but he does have a slight labrum tear, so obviously will be questionable for the foreseeable future.
Right, he'd miss some time with that, I'm sure,
right.
Even though it's his non-throwing shoulder.
Yeah, definitely. Let the swelling go down, and it'll be popping and stuff. But if it's non-surgical, that tear is so small that they don't seem like they have to fix it, so they're going to let it heal naturally. With what I'm hearing, and we just saw it on TV, same. I don't think it's too bad for Mitch.
What else you got, Solana?
Steelers host the Bengals tonight on Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15 on ESPN.
Come on, Bengals.
We're all rooting for the Bengals here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. And in Miami, the Steelers still favored by 3.5 at home.
I'm going to be watching that game. I'm going to get home. We're going to have some Rosh Hashanah dinner. I'm going to eat that brisket and that gefilte fish and the matzo ball soup and whatever.
Yeah,
and then I'm
going
to sit down in front of the TV with that bottle of Manischewitz, and I am going to throw it down during Rosh Hashanah.
The Hockman Burger will not end today at Tucker Duke's. I have to
Look
throw
that
in my headlines.
How about that?
That's big time.
The Hockman Burger has been extended at Tucker Duke's through the end of the year. It was supposed to be last day today, and the Hockman Burger was so successful, thanks to all of you listening that went there, they will have it on the menu through the end of December. That's exciting.
Today was Miami Heat Media Day. Here is Tyler Hero, the Heat's 13th overall pick from this last year, singing Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain.
Don't do that, Tyler.
Was that from, like, social media, or did someone ask him to do that at Media Day?
The Heat posted that, so I think that Heat had him do it.
That's excellent,
I think
man.
You need that other one. I need a hero.
Then holding out for a hero to the end of the night.
That's a real song.
Give him something to move to.
Now, that's a banger.
That's a banger. What else you got? Anything?
And this story was basically the theme of the first 2 hours of our show today. St. Louis Cardinals beat reporter Derek Gould performed CPR on a man in distress Sunday. He was the videographer for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Did you say videographer?
Videographer for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Are you saying that intentionally?
Videographer. Mm-mm. For
videographer.
The Cardinals.
Videographer.
No, we're saying the same thing.
Nope. No, we're not.
No,
his
we're saying the same thing.
Instagrammed out video of him. I don't know. Was it Rosh Hashanah dinner last night at your house that you couldn't say February again?
No, this was Saturday night.
Saturday night. He's at a table with like family and stuff. His girlfriend Instagrammed it out. He could not say February, and they're making fun of him because they're like, "What are you saying?" And he's like, "February, February."
It's ridiculous.
So a videographer.
Videographer.
Nope.
It's not the word.
Who was in distress Sunday in the visiting locker room at Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play. And Derek Gould, the beat writer, actually helped save the guy's life by giving him CPR.
Yeah, it brings us to something that we've been talking about, and I want to bring it up. Give us weather quickly, though, first, Solana.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 84 degrees currently. Tonight, the low will drop to 78. Sunset is scheduled for 7:07 p.m. and wind is moving from the northeast at 19 miles per hour. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
So as Solana brought up there, there's this beat writer for St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and saved this videographer's life, essentially, by performing CPR in the clubhouse. He had fallen with a heart attack and stroke and whatnot. And so at the beginning of the show, we were talking about which writer in South Florida do you think is most likely to be able to save someone in an emergency situation at a moment's notice? And you said Joe Shad.
Joe Shad, for sure.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post. He's in good health.
Yeah.
He's in good shape. And he takes stuff seriously, too.
Serious. He seems like he's prepared. Seems like he puts the coffee in the coffee pot the night before, so he just has to start. Like,
it's a great call.
Yeah, Joe strikes me as that guy.
I said Dave Hyde, that I thought Dave Hyde would be someone that could. And Dave Hyde actually tweeted at me an actual press box story of someone falling ill and having to be saved. And I forget who he said. And then I asked, what did you do? Because he witnessed this. And he tweeted at me, I did what I've made a career of doing. I watched. And then he writes, you really should have picked Joe Shad as well.
Told you, man. Dave High's a hippie.
We were saying that Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, he would not what? He wouldn't want to get his pants dirty. He's got those, skinny jeans on, and I don't know. Adam Beasley just wouldn't be able to do it.
Inconvenience him.
It would inconvenience him.
Yeah.
Omar Kelly, we came up with the notion that Omar Kelly believes he's too famous to save someone.
He doesn't need that extra fame in his life as a lifesaver.
Kind of falls into line with Nick Saban stepping over Geno James, right? When he was convulsing, where Nick Saban was like, I don't need to save Geno James.
No.
Like maybe if it was, who was the quarterback then? Was it Dante Culpepper, I guess?
Oh, this was my rookie year. I don't even remember who the quarterback was.
Like, it definitely wasn't going to be Geno James. He wasn't saving
Saban,
Geno James.
I don't think Saban would have.
Anybody?
Anybody? No.
Anybody? Tua? Would he help Tua this year? No.
No, because before Tua, there was Jalen. Before that, there was Greg McElroy. I have another. Actually, Tua's brother is at Alabama right now.
I'm covered.
We'll replace him. I bet Saban even said that when he stepped over Geno James.
He was already, when he was stepping over him, he was thinking about how to replace him.
He was thinking about the free agent left guards, thinking, this dude might die.
Zach Krantz, our morning guy, he said via tweet that he believes Omar Kelly would Instagram video the whole thing, and Omar would have Safeed Dean actually perform the CPR. That's possible. Adam Beasley tweeted, I heard via the grapevine that you two don't have a lot of confidence in my valor. Smart. So Adam Beasley knows.
He's on the boat with us.
Ira Winderman knows.
Mm-mm.
Joe Shad tweeted at us, thank you, official Crowder. I would tend to agree with your assessment. So Joe Shad's got a little bit of that stink to him. Oh, he knows who he's with there with the South Florida Writers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows who he's surrounded by. He knows he's the hero. That's the real question. Out of all the South Florida Writers, who's a natural hero?
Joe.
It's Joe Shad.
Joe Shad. He looks like the little Clark Kent a little bit. We always dressed up nice. I'm going to open his jacket next time, see if he got something on, some tights under there to save people.
Joe, I think it is Joe Shad.
He has 70 rolls of toilet paper under every single one of his bathroom sinks just to be prepared for the one to go out. Like, I know what Joe's house looks like.
Somebody says, what about Chris Perkins? What about Perk?
Perk ain't helping nobody. Mm-mm. Perk will take a pack of cigarettes from him.
He'd be robbing him like at jail. He's looking through his belongings.
He's choking. See if he got some squares. Yeah, grab them for me. Yeah. Yep. Camels. Yeah.
What about Manny Navarro?
Manny doesn't strike me.
Doesn't strike me as a hero.
No. Manny, like, he'll tell somebody. Manny will go tell somebody at a front desk.
He would, and he would post it, but he's got that paywall, so no one could actually see. Like, he would say, we need help, but there's a paywall. So
by the time you sign in, it'll be too late.
Somebody texts in Greg Likens. Radio people are not allowed in this conversation because there's not a single radio hero.
I beg to differ.
We've learned today earlier. Go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
we know that you're not a hero.
Never mind. You're right.
Greg Likens, though, I think if it did involve radio people, I think Greg Likens is probably the most prepared.
You know what? The shaddest ways, Greg strikes me as that dude.
I think, like, Greg Likens has how to perform CPR or the Heimlich maneuver on a laminated card in his wallet.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't you picture, like, Greg Likens could pull a little laminated card out of his wallet?
3 inches above the sternum.
Let's go. It says here, 3 inches above the sternum. Oh, look at this. Rick and Davey is leaving. Well, what's Crowder going to do during the next commercial break?
I'll call you, big dog.
What's he going to do during the next commercial break? A terrible turn of events. All right. Well, text in 67974 who you think would be that South Florida writer that would be the hero. 67974 on the text machine. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. I'm going to talk about Allied Doors South Florida here because you know I love telling you about companies that my wife and I use, and we'd been having some issues with our garage door, and we wanted to make sure that they were hurricane code ready, so I called my friends at Allied Doors South Florida, who've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. Now, for a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you really know they are the experts when it comes to providing new garage doors and unmatched service to your current garage door. So I talk about them every week, and the reason I love talking about them, they come out to the house. I'm certain that I got to buy a whole new garage door system to bring it up to hurricane code, and I didn't. And they were honest with me. Guy comes out. He starts looking at it. He goes, hey, great news. These garage doors are already up to hurricane code. I was so just enamored by their honesty. And he explained, like, yeah, you need a little bit of maintenance to make them less noisy because they were really, really rattling. But I didn't have to buy a whole new system. And that's why I rave about Allied Doors South Florida. You want to deal with an honest company, they're an honest company. We've got a LiftMaster in our home, the LiftMaster Elite Series garage door opener from Allied Doors right now. If you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor that you'll ever have, you'll receive a battery backup at no charge. This motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. You want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. So whether you need service on your current garage door or you want to improve the look of your home with a new door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades, so they really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors, 954-942-8550. That's 954-942-8550. Or check out their website at allied-doors.com. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie for about another 45 minutes. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Crash at my place, baby, you're wrecked. Needless to say, back live, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where we will be on Thursday night. Watch a little Panthers hockey. Come on out and join us, Funky Buddha Brewery. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie right now. It's our Man Cave Monday, and we always have a good time. Imagine how much fun this place would be if the Dolphins were winning instead of 0-4. But
I'm here about three times a week. I still enjoy myself.
No argument there. I could enjoy myself here. Have my funeral here.
Like, who was that?
Make it an upbeat situation.
There was an Atlanta rapper, Shotty Lowe. Shotty Lowe died. He had his wake, and from his wake, they put him in the truck. They put his casket in the truck and drove it around.
You're talking about a hearse?
A hearse.
A truck.
You know, throw it in the back of a pickup, don't you?
I mean, they put him in the truck.
Put him in the Chevy. They put him in the hearse, and they rode around to all the strip clubs that he liked. And let him see his strip club
one more time.
That's
excellent.
They're going to ride us past Twin Peaks when we
That's
drive.
Right.
I'm down, man.
Excellent, man.
I'll ride it in my wheel.
And, by the way, I've got a great prize to give away. I have a $50 gift certificate for Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Sometime before 6, so maybe during this segment or in the next segment. Sometime before 6. So in the next 35 minutes, someone's going to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha. I got so many places, I can't even keep it all straight. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, $50. Someone will win this gift certificate before 6 o'clock.
You seen that big-ass TV yet?
43-foot TV. I've seen it. It's staggering.
It is.
It's staggering.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Like, I love Dave & Buster's anyway. A 43-foot TV to watch football? Staggering.
I watched the last Dolphin preseason game, and Fitzpatrick was real size. It's 2'6"1.
It's ridiculous, man. We're a quarter of the way through Dolphin season. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. You know, a quarter of the way through, you're looking for what this season? Some signs of the coaching staff having it together. Like, I don't want to say you're looking for signs of improvement because, I mean, you're not really looking for signs of improvement, are you?
I'm looking for guys winning their one-on-one battles. Like Taco Charlton, that sack he had, he came off the edge. The tight end shot his hands. He slapped his hands down, bent the edge beautifully, very Cameron Wake-ish when he dropped his shoulder, and got to Phillip Rivers, and it was a beautiful play. I want to see Preston Williams go over by the sideline. Whoever the hell the quarterback is, throw it real high. Preston Williams goes up there, and Randy Moss style, mosses somebody and comes down with the ball. I want to see that. Kenyon Drake, break a tackle in the open field, juke out of safety, and head for 40. I want to see people win their one-on-one battles. I don't think as a team, what's the word you taught us today?
Amalgamation.
I don't think our amalgamation is going to be that good. But I think our single amalgies might be able to do something. I want to see the amalgies show out.
Speaking of, like, personnel, Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald had tweeted out evidence yesterday of playing time diminishing for two disappointments. Kalen Ballage was limited to 8 offensive snaps. And then Barry Jackson writes, Mark Walton, who ran well, got 13 snaps.
Yep.
And Charles Harris had 26 snaps compared to 48 for Taco Charlton. So you're seeing, like, they're looking. I mean, they may have gotten a steal with Taco Charlton.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and I think they went into the season wanting Kalen Ballage to be the number one back.
They did.
And I think that you're seeing otherwise. His hands haven't been very good.
He's not really – he's just running into people's backs. He's not – when he's supposed to cut back, he stays front side. When there's a cutback lane, he stays front. When there's not a cutback, he goes weak and gets hit in the face by the linebackers. He has trouble reading. Kenyon Drake is what he is. He runs hard. Like, he's running – Kenyon Drake's trying his tail off now. Kenyon's trying to get something going behind a bad O-line. It's just not good. Mark Walton, like that. You ask me what I'm looking for.
There's another potential steal.
Mark Walton goes out there and has a 100-yard game. He has 16 carries, breaks one for 40, and has a 100-yard game. I would be impressed by that. They lose by 21. Mark Walton has a 100-yard game, and you can see, hey, in the future, I need him to be on this roster with Tua or Fromm or Herbert, whoever that is.
And by the way, think about it. I'm just kind of thinking about this in my head. Like, in the past, they've overpaid for some high-priced free agents, right? Mike Wallace. So, who was the linebacker?
They played Kevin Burnett and Dansby. They gave
Kevin Burnett, Carlos Dansby.
Yeah.
Ndamukong Suh, who had a touchdown yesterday, by the way.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Although he had some separation there at the end. But think about that. They may have found steals, which is the key, I think. You know, we've seen this on NFL rosters. If you can find a couple steals, Taco Charlton could be a steal.
Yep.
Mark Walton could be a steal. Preston Williams could be a steal.
Yes.
Right? You start to hit on some of those, then you're kind of positioning yourself to do well. I don't know if giving up the second-round pick for Josh Rosen is going to work out. And I think if they had that to do over, the only reason I'm thinking is because he hasn't looked like Patrick Mahomes. How has he looked to you?
Decent.
Decent.
Better than Fitzpatrick.
No doubt.
But no.
Better than Tannehill?
No. You know what? No. Tannehill didn't have great lines. Tannehill would not make the mistakes he made. That interception was embarrassing that he threw last week.
The one that Josh Rosen threw?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was just, bro, he's there. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, like, no, Tannehill's better than him.
I would say Josh Rosen, from what you've seen, it's two starts now. Is he a guy where if you start to stock talent around that roster, is Josh Rosen a guy that could lead you based on, again, short period of time, but you saw him last season with Arizona as well. Is he a guy that could lead you somewhere?
No. I think we keep him. We start whoever we bring in. You let him compete with that young guy, and you have one of the best backups in the league. Rosen would be one of the best backups in the NFL as what he did. We stepped in. He stepped in every time he stepped in for Fitzpatrick in the first three games. He would always have a little boost. That's all you need out of a backup. You have Rosen. Arizona paid most of his rookie contract with the signing bonus. You have him for three more years, $2 million a year, whatever it is. He's cheap. Great backup. He's on the roster. In my mind, he's on the roster next year. He is competing with whatever young quarterback you draft. That's how I see Rosen's future.
Yeah, I don't think you've seen anything where you go, wow. Right? You're looking for wow moments.
Yes.
He's launched a ball up there, and that's fine, but they're kind of like 50-50 balls. Like, although I guess the pass to Devontae Parker, right, was a decent pass.
The touchdown?
Yeah.
It was a scheme. You could have made that throw. It was an out and up. It's a long developing throw. They saw that the safety was going to cheat.
Like the Giants fans, they're seeing wow moments with Daniel Jones, right?
Wow.
They're watching and they're going, "Wow, this guy's so much better than Eli, and had he been starting the season and obviously, Kansas City fans with Patrick Mahomes, wow moments. Kyler Murray, give any wow moments?
No.
Hasn't given any wow moments. He engineered a nice comeback a couple weeks ago.
You know what? I heard the fourth quarter. Then I went back and watched it. I think NFL Network was doing one of those wrap-ups of the week. Every ball he throws is 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. He was like 35 for 42 or something crazy, 35 for 48. And he had 160 yards on 30 completions. It was just something. He is literally underhanding the ball to people. Kyler Murray hadn't impressed me. I know it. The stat lines look good. Go watch Kyler Murray play a little bit and see if he impresses you. He never goes down the field. And he's not running a lot. I thought I'd see more of – you know what? Kyle Allen in Carolina and Josh Allen in Buffalo and actually Daniel Jones. All those guys are more impressive to me with their legs.
How about Gardner Minshew? Minshew mania, man. Unbelievable what's going on there.
If anybody's going to be Jeremy Lin, it's going to be Minshew.
It's unbelievable what's going on there. Just an eight-week flash in the pan.
I don't know why I feel just watching him. It's always that last second he'll do something.
Did you see something? I think it was on NFL Network that he did something with Uncle Rico.
Yes.
Did you see it? That was great, man. That was excellent.
I throw this ball over the mountains.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. How about in the next segment, Solana, we'll do the Dave and Buster's gift certificate?
I mean, we could have just done it a couple minutes ago, but if you want to do it later again, sure.
All right, you want to do it here? You want to do it here?
I mean,
no, he's flexing out a little bit. That's fine. You want to do it here?
I mean, you've called for it like three times. You've teased it. Why don't we just do it right now?
Okay, I'll do it now. Okay, all right.
Man, okay. Hung out with his girlfriend a little bit.
I don't know what happened there. Starting out the Jewish New Year on
that's what it is?
The aggressive.
The prayer got a little pride about itself.
New Year always screws me up because I'm still writing 5788 on my checks.
Yeah, it's 5789 now.
Oh, whatever. You get it?
It's funny. I'm assuming it's a different year in the Jewish holiday.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Something is wrong.
All right, you want to do the Dave and Buster's here, Solana?
Nah, let's just do it next segment.
All right, no, we'll do it here. So what line do you want them to end up on?
Let's do a 3 because it's the number of championships the Miami Heat have.
All right, there you go, on Heat Media Day. There you go. Now we got a little something-something. The phone number is 786-360-0790. We have 10 lines. Whoever randomly ends up on line 3 is going to be the winner. You're going to get $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of 95. As Crowder mentioned, they've got a 43-foot TV. They've got all the games in the midway. They've got the great sports bar. Happens to be a great place to watch games. You're looking to watch Monday Night Football tonight. So $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you randomly end up on line 3, when you got to call right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. And you get the added bonus of talking to Alejandro Solana. I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, and we talked about the contest they're doing earlier. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV. It all starts with you going to see my friends, Sherry and Steve, at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home and really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. Can't get a 43-foot TV. That's exclusively for Dave & Buster's. But you can get a nice flat screen in one of their RVs. Fall is here. May not feel like it outside in South Florida, but fall is here. Now is the time to start planning a trip to see the leaves changing colors in Tennessee or northern Florida. In fact, Camp USA will give you a 10% discount for a 3-day or more rental during the month of October, which starts tomorrow. So you got to plan something and get it done. Or start thinking about Thanksgiving. That would be an amazing RV trip over Thanksgiving break. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas and New Year's. If you're thinking about getting an RV for a little getaway over Christmas and New Year's, start planning now because they sell out for the holidays. Now, I mentioned this earlier. Our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals have a great giveaway going on. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com and click on the link to register to win a day trip for the Miami-Washington game on Sunday, October 13th, a week from this Sunday. The trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, parking pass, and 4 tickets. And again, it's courtesy of our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for terms and conditions, but you can register now at WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They're in Pompano Beach. Call 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. One more segment left. As we continue on with the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder. Here we go. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. One segment left. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Just got a text from my buddy Barry. Want to know how long I was going to be here because he's out with his son. He's like, hey, we'll stop on by, say hello. I said, today, unfortunately, because I love to hang out here.
Yeah.
But today, unfortunately, I got to hit it because I got a brisket and some matzo ball soup.
Ooh.
And some gefilte fish.
Ooh.
And black and white cookies.
Ooh.
I got it all waiting for me at home for Rosh Hashanah dinner. So, l'shana tova to all our Jewish friends and listeners. And, Twin Peaks, though, be rolling all night long right here in Davie. You can certainly come out and partake in their delicious food and drinks there on University Drive right here in Davie.
Bring me a cup of that purple juice y'all got.
That Manischewitz?
Yeah,
you want a little something-something?
I drink the hell out of that.
We should get Funky Buddha to do some sort of Manischewitz mashup there. I'll tell you what.
Would that be good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Manischewitz is grape juice. You ever had it?
Yes.
It is grape juice.
Yeah.
There's no zip to that, man.
No babies. Are there any Manischewitz babies out there?
Maybe. Maybe.
My daughter's a tequila baby.
A little crazy Rosh Hashanah night. A little too much Manischewitz. You never know what's going to happen.
Woo!
Give me some Manischewitz, some brisket, and a Bengals plus 3.5 victory tonight.
Might make you one.
DJ might have a brother or sister. What is going on here? That's it?
That was, I mean, there was a lot going on there. I felt like we were getting some action.
Well, I want to give me some action. You can't tease me like that. You can't tickle me and then go do the laundry. Give me a week out of action.
You can't tickle me and go do the laundry.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to use that on my wife. All this stomach rubbing and hugging.
And then you're going to go get the ironing board.
Yeah.
What?
You got to go to work.
Let's go.
I know what you need to work on, ma'am.
Oh, we got action.
You have a we got action? What do you got?
Jack.
What is it?
Tyler Hero, Singing Hero by Enrique Iglesias, or Enrique Iglesias, Singing Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
What? And you brought the heavy bag out for that?
Who you got?
Have you been hitting the Manischewitz early, Solana?
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
Studio by yourself?
You've been drinking that great brand syrup right out of the bottle.
Tell him to go do the laundry.
Go do the laundry. You tickled me, and now I want you to go do the laundry. Oh, goodness. Got a text from Rick and Davey. Hawk, what time should I come over for Rosh Hashanah dinner? Rick, we're closed.
Rick will show up, too.
And Rick will show up. He will absolutely show up. Oh, my goodness. What a show.
Can you pop up at Rosh Hashanah?
Like pop into someone's house?
Yeah, just
I mean, it's New Year's, yeah.
I'm saying like yeah, Brum Man from the fifth floor.
Yes.
He can come on down on
yes.
Rosh Hashanah.
It's not, you know, Passover's a little more formal. Yom Kippur, it's the, you know, you're going to spend the whole day fasting and you're going to be in temple and you're atoning for your sins. And so there's a little more juice to it.
Yeah.
This one, yeah, come on over, bring yourself a bottle, bring some.
Slide through.
There's nothing you can't eat. There's is, you know, this is just some good old fashioned fun.
I like it then, man.
So,
slide on through for Rosh Hashanah.
Brum Man wants to. But I'm not talking to you, Rick. Rick, don't get it twisted.
I'll send you his address, Rick. I got you, big dog.
All right. I don't know what.
That's one of my. I ain't let nobody pop up on me.
I don't know what else. I don't mind the pop in.
Really?
I don't mind the pop in.
I'm not a fan of the pop in.
You like the Solana? You're young. I bet you like the pop in.
Yeah, I like the pop in a lot more than a phone call too. Like, don't call me.
Don't call me anymore.
Right. Don't call
me. I do not like phone calls.
Text or pop in.
Text
to say I'm on the way.
No. But period.
You would rather someone just show up at your front door than to call you?
Like, where I have to talk with them on the phone? Yeah, no, come over.
No, man, you don't know what's going on. What if I'm walking around naked on the shag rug?
Well, then I won't answer the door. Shag rug.
Johnson going one way, Moss going another. Woof, woof. Johnson, woof.
Who's got a shag rug? We got to ask Don Bailey Jr. next time he's on with us. Do they make shag rugs anymore? Because he's in the flooring business.
I think I got a shag. Like, not a whole room, but one rug.
A rug?
Yeah.
Not a carpet.
No, not a carpet.
A rug.
I got a shag rug in my house.
A shag rug. Do you know what a shag rug is, Solana?
It's a long-ass rug.
Yeah, nice and fluffy.
I got a shag at the house.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a shag rug there, Solana?
A what?
A what? You know anybody with a shag rug?
I hope not.
And water beds. We did this once on the air, but yeah. Water beds. When I was growing up, I used to have a water bed in my room in high school. Could you even find a water bed nowadays? I don't even know if they make. I'm being 100% honest. I don't even know if they make them anymore.
No, me and my wife do the Airbnb stuff, and we have some investment properties, and we go shopping for beds.
Can't get one.
You don't even see them.
Man, there were what? Remember Waterbed City? It was here in South Florida. Waterbed City. It was a store just for water beds. What happened to waterbeds?
Fell off, man.
Why, though?
Were they comfortable?
I think it turned it to city furniture.
Yeah, but why did waterbeds disappear?
Because they turned it to city furniture.
But I don't think.
But city furniture could have water.
Don't you think? Don't you think they turned into city furniture because the waterbeds were falling off? I don't think it was the reverse, Tree.
Well, you had electricity in the damn thing to warm up the water. Who the heck wants to sleep on that?
Tree's been hitting the Manischewitz as well.
And we bring me another, will
you? Woke him from a slumber. You did a nice job engineering.
Muzzle
nice
top.
Job, Tree Crawford, out here at Twin Peaks. And nice job, Solana, back in the studios. You ever heard of a waterbed, Solana?
I have, but I've never slept on one.
Yeah, I don't know. don't know why they fell off. Like, what else has been – like, they were popular.
You have a leak in one of those things. You're
I get it. But, I mean, if you have a leak in your pool, it's a bad thing, too. But
there's
still pools.
Yeah, but it doesn't go over your shag carpet.
Well, I don't have a shag carpet anymore.
That's up the shag rug.
Then you got the Johnson going one way, the water going this way, and the
Tree, what happened? Did you do a line of coke during the commercial break? Who woke Tree from a slumber 3 hours and 50 minutes? We've been doing this, and all of a sudden he's going to get 3 hours and 50 minutes worth of airtime in.
Got to finish with the charge.
What happened to you?
My mom and dad had a water bed.
Did they?
And I used to sneak in and sleep in the bed with them, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. I'd pee in the bed back then. My dad would get so hot.
Why were you peeing in the bed at 5 or 6 years old?
I pee in the bed still. I don't know, man. I have my bladder small. I got one kidney. My inner just messed up. I have a large urethra. It's just
what is happening here?
My body's made for peeing in the bed. All my anatomy has peas attached to it.
What is crazy? What is going on here in this last segment? Tree was making more sense than you, and Tree made zero sense.
One kidney, large bladder, large urethra. Lined up for easy evacuation.
And there's a lot of people texting in, by the way, Solana, and you're Hispanic as well. How could you say Enrique Iglesias? It's not Iglesias.
I mean, people are just hearing what they want to hear. I'm saying
I know, I heard it. I just didn't bring it up. It's Iglesias. There's no N there.
I'm saying it properly. Iglesias.
You're saying Iglesias.
No, I'm not. I'm saying Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. How do you say English in Spanish?
Inglés.
Right. And that's exactly what you're saying. Iglesias.
No, I'm saying Enrique Iglesias.
All right.
Same thing.
Ed is going to wrap it up for today from Twin Peaks. And, man, for a 0-4 start, we've been having fun.
Good time.
Not even going to lie. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood between Hollywood and Sheridan. Before we get out of here, BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. We are in hurricane season. Dorian was a wake-up call for a lot of people. Now is the time to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use. It's a different feeling when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Brett and Tom came out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And wow, what a difference when you have to get ready for a storm. And they take care of everything. BNT, they got our Homeowners Association approval, the city permits, the communication with them while you're waiting for the installation is great. The actual installation is flawless. And then when the city comes out to inspect, BNT is right there with you in case the inspectors have any questions. Just absolutely thrilled that we use BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home. And trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having those PGT custom windows and doors will just make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, that will do it for us from Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll be back here next Monday for another Man Cave Monday. L'Shana Tova to all our Jewish listeners and friends. Happy New Year. Everybody have a great meal tonight if that's what you're going to do. That is going to do it for us. We will speak with you from the studio mañana.
I put Old Bay on my gefilte.
South Florida beat writer most likely to be able to save a life on a moment's notice.
Joe Shad.
But what was he supposed to do?
Get in the crap.
What does that mean?
I don't know what I mean, but he needed to get in the crap.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.